With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Longtime NFL writer, Hall of Fame voter, part of the Hall of Fame selection committee, from right here in my backyard in Houston, Texas, does a great job for the Houston Chronicle. You can get him on Twitter at @McClain_on_NFL. John McClain joining me on a Sunday evening here on CBS Sports Radio. John, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Well, I couldn't be doing better. I just got back from dinner with Robert Brazil, the Oilers linebackers, going into the Hall of Fame in August, and we're roasting him at our station, Sports Radio 610, tomorrow night. Went out to dinner with him and a bunch of his former teammates, and for once just sat there with my mouth shut and listened to incredible stories about the Houston Oilers and Pittsburgh Steelers of the late 70s and early 80s. It was an incredible evening. And when I think about how happy and proud he is to go to the Hall of Fame and be inducted, and give me a guy like that any day of the week over T.O., I understand T.O. does whatever he wants. I'm glad he got in. I voted for him. But give me the guys that want to be there. And Robert Brazil waited 34 years, and he has to pinch himself every day, Sean, when he gets up to make sure it's not a dream that he's getting to go to Canton and be inducted into the greatest team of all time.
Yeah, John, it's like you're looking at my notes, because I just saw the picture of you with all those guys over at Damaris Barbecue. And that's the first thing that popped into my head. You're sitting there with all those Hall of Famers, and can you take us to the table there in the restaurant to T.O.'s? I'm assuming T.O.'s name came up at some point. And these are some, grizzled vets that you were with, some old school guys. What are their thoughts on Terrell Owens and the way he's handling this?
Well, I brought that up to them, and the question they all had is why, and nobody knows for sure. And all of them agreed they think he'll regret it at some point in his life not being there, because Brazil has heard about it, has not experienced it, but he will. When you're at that gold jacket ceremony in Canton at the Enshrinee's dinner before the induction night, and you're in there with 7,500 people, and you walk up on that ramp to the stage, and you got Hall of Famers in their gold jackets high-fiving you, and shaking your hands as you're walking the Hall of Fame gauntlet with, in this case, Robert Brazil with his 85-year-old dad who just beat cancer. And they walk up on that stage, and the lights are flashing, and the music's blaring, and family and friends are shooting videos, and they're shooting pictures, and his dad will put on that gold jacket, and he'll walk around that stage, and everybody will be cheering for him. At some point, Terrell Owens will regret missing that experience.
John, it seems to me like if there were ever a player who would be, you know, just from purely from an ego standpoint, who would be tailor-made to want to soak in a night like that where he's finally being celebrated, especially after what I'm sure he feels like was being jilted for a couple of years by the Hall of Fame, it would be T.O. Where does this stack up amongst the weirdest decisions you've seen a player make?
Well, because it's unprecedented, Sean, and it's never happened. But then after it's incredibly strange and not unusual. It's unprecedented. That's not rare, but unprecedented. And once you think about that, the only guy in history who makes a decision not to show up, except for those who are done posthumously, of course.
Sure.
And he still is not given a reason. He doesn't have to give a reason. You know, his bronze bust will still be there. His name will be called. He'll be part of the ceremony. He just won't be there. And I almost feel sorry for him, knowing what is there and what he would have experienced with all those Hall of Famers. And he may try to, I don't know if he'll go in the future. You know, he didn't come to Minneapolis when they were voted in. And so I don't know if he'll ever go back, but it's a once in a lifetime experience that you never have a chance to relive.
Man, John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, we've been spending a lot of time on Jameis Winston tonight, the three-game suspension reportedly handed down by the NFL. And, of course, we know the games he's going to miss. Those are three tough games. But in your mind, are there bigger decisions that need to be made by Tampa Bay with respect to Jameis Winston when you take into account, especially when an alleged incident like this is sitting there on the docket, take into account not just his work as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, but the off-the-field stuff he came into the league with?
Well, let's be honest. They're not cutting him. I've seen some people speculating that they're going to cut him, others saying they should cut him. They're not going to cut him.
Right.
I mean, there's no way. Now, that was 2 years ago, and maybe he has minded his P's and Q's since then. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why somebody would grab a woman's crotch in a line at a fast food place. It's not like, I just don't understand that. And I think the mystery here, according to is it Brandon Banks? Is that the player who's in prison?
Yes. Yep.
And he says that he and Darby were not with him. Darby said he was. Was Darby lying, or did he switch up his Uber rides? Because if you've lied in an investigation, is there a penalty for you? And he was also one that spoke up for T.O. on the charges that he had with the woman at Florida State, yep, of which he ended up settling a civil suit. But, you know, what the thing is, they're not going to cut him. But after next season, you know, they could franchise him. They could franchise him multiple years, just like they did Kirk Cousins. But before they give him a long-term contract, he's got a lot of proving to do off the field, not to mention on the field where he's thrown too many interceptions. But I fully expect him to be there, be back. Ryan Fitzpatrick, with all likelihood, will go 0-3, 2-1 last year against a much easier schedule. And this is going to really put the Bucs in a hole in a division that I think is the best in the NFL.
Yeah, it's interesting, John, because I was just talking in the previous segment. The top two quarterbacks taken in that 2015 draft were Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. And, you know, at least from an allegation standpoint with Winston, we don't know what happened with the Uber driver, if anything happened. But at least in terms of, like, you know, just the trouble factor, you couldn't find two more opposite guys. And yet I'm totally intrigued by both of their contractual situations as we go through 2018, because I feel like Mariota still has a lot of stuff to prove as well. What are your thoughts on that, of both, just not just Winston, but Mariota, in terms of finding themselves in that next echelon of highly paid quarterbacks?
Looking back before that draft, history would show one or both would fail. And because you just don't see guys drafted first and second who both go on to great careers. Now, Marcus Mariota has not been healthy. He's not stayed healthy. I think he missed three games last year. He needs to prove he can stay healthy. He had more interceptions and touchdowns last season, but they got the second round of the playoffs, and they upset the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, and they love him off the field. He has been incredible for Nashville and for Tennessee, for Oregon, back in his home state of Hawaii. He has just been incredible off the field. And he needs, under Matt LaFleur, their new offensive coordinator, under Mike Vrabel, he's got to find a way to bounce back and throw more touchdown passes than interceptions. And I firmly believe they will commit to him long-term with a big contract.
John, I know you're friendly with June Jones. June Jones just came out in the last couple of days, had some very complimentary things to say about Johnny Manziel, even though Johnny hasn't gotten on the field yet in a regular season game. What are your thoughts on June Jones saying, hey, Manziel's going to get back in the NFL at some point? Do you agree with his assessment?
First of all, June's seeing him up there like none of us are. And one of the reasons, he signed with Hamilton was to repair his image off the field and his game on the field. Now, he hasn't been able to beat out Jeremiah Masoli, played really well last year, and he might not anytime soon. But I think more than the passing and the running and the playbook and all that, it's keeping his head screwed on straight off the field. And it's not going to happen in 6 months. He's going to have to be up there the full 2 years. And I believe June Jones is laying the groundwork because he has done what he's supposed to do. And as time goes on during his two-year contract, assuming he stays there, you'll hear June, if he deserves it, saying publicly about what a good guy and a good teammate and good off the field Johnny Manziel did, because to sell him to the NFL as an unrestricted free agent at the age of 27, he's got to have the stats in Canada, and he's got to have June Jones's recommendation to every team that this kid worked his tail off and is not the Johnny Football that we knew coming out of Texas A&M, who was drafted in the first round by the Browns and totally blew his opportunity.
Man, we got, that would be an amazing redemption story. John, we got about a minute. I'd be remiss not to ask a Texans question as long as I have you. Can you compare 2018 Bill O'Brien to 2014 through 2017 Bill O'Brien as we head towards training camp?
Bill O'Brien got a four-year extension in January, and he got a raise. And his good, close friend, Brian Gain, was hired as general manager. He came back to the team where he'd been part of the previous four drafts and free agent periods. And so he's got all that exactly the way he wants it. And he's got Deshaun Watson back. He'll be his fifth starting quarterback in the first game, sixth in a row for the Texans, counting Matt Schaub under Gary Kubiak. But he has not only a quarterback in place, he's got one that we, and you and I, we've seen him, and I think many others feel the same way. If he stays healthy, he's going to be right up there among the elite.
No question. John McClain, Houston Chronicle, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, before I let you go, have you found anything to fill the billions void since the season ended this time of night?
I have. I'm about to watch Yellowstone because a guy close to my hometown, Waco, Texas, Taylor Sheridan, who wrote Hell or High Water and Sicario and this new Sicario, he has written and directed it, and I can't wait to see it because I'm a big Kevin Costner fan as well.
There you go. Nobody better on the TV and movie recommendations than John McClain as well. At McClain underscore on underscore NFL. John, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday night. Look forward to catching up with you this week. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.